This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Hell.
Another live in-person edition of the show as we are here at Coins in the Kingdom for night number 2 of 2 at Disney World. We're actually in the Wyndham Hotel. There are 7 hotels by my count on the map of the Disney World property, the resort, if you want to call it that. And there's this downtown Disney area, which is just constantly packed with people. Mark, you and I went there again last night and just marveled at the crowds.
It's amazing.
Just the constant just flow of people walking by and going, flitting about and going and buying. And you know what? It was interesting because I think you had come up with the sort of the analysis that ultimately what this Disney resort thing is like a... It's a cleverly disguised shopping mall, like an outdoor shopping mall.
It's true. Brian and Stephanie, who usually host the show with me on Sunday, they were here. They gave their speeches, but they left this morning for Las Vegas for the Coins in the Kingdom event. Just want to let everybody know that it's me, Mark, and our main host, Ian, who's on Monday through Saturday. You're sitting in and filling in. Thanks so much.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're at Coins in the Kingdom. It's the first time this event has ever happened. And I hope it's not the last because it's been great. And we have one of the primary organizers sitting with us here tonight, and that is MK Lords. Welcome, MK, to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
So the event, I mean, we're about ready to wrap up. It's been so much fun. What'd you think?
I think it turned out really well. So we were a little bit concerned at first. We had a couple of last-minute issues, and one of the biggest ones we were concerned about is there's another conference going on in Las Vegas, an Inside Bitcoin's conference, and
right. They
added another day to kind of overlap. And I'm pretty happy with the attendance. I'm pretty happy with the way things have turned out because we're wanting to do something that was totally different from the Vegas conference. So it ended up bringing the people that we really wanted to interact with. And we're very future-oriented with this conference. We really wanted to focus on the possibilities of blockchain technology and not so much where it's at in regulation at the moment or, you know, even from a business standpoint.
Yeah. And also not in favor of regulation as well. I mean, there was nobody speaking that I saw at this event who was in favor of the government controlling Bitcoin or the Bitcoin marketplace, the people that are doing business with Bitcoin. In fact, Bruce Fenton was the keynote speaker, and I believe he is slated to come talk to us here this evening on the show. Free State Project participant, just signed within the last couple of months, and so that was great. But also he got up there and gave a very great ending kind of speech where he trashed the government, and it's always nice to see a keynote speaker trash on the state at an event like a Bitcoin conference. So thanks for putting the right people behind the microphones here.
Thank you. Yeah, we tried to go a little bit easier. When we did Bitcoin in the Beltway a couple months ago, we were really pushing the we don't need regulation, anarchy kind of side of things. And that went really well. Like, we had a pretty good turnout for that, too. But with this one, we wanted it to be fun and kind of more like a party and, you know, education-based and stuff. But there was still that kind of implied anarchic undertone. So we didn't have any regulation panels. We're not really focused on, you know, what the regulators want to do. We don't really want to even talk with them, really. I mean,
Well, that was one of the things that Bruce was saying today was this character from New York. I don't remember his name. Ken so-and-so.
Ben Lofsky.
Ben, Ken, whatever. Thug. Thug B, Thug C. Anyway, he was saying that, you know, we really shouldn't even talk to these people, ideally. Not that he's mad at the people who are, but that, you know, why acknowledge these folks? The only reason why they exist in this sphere, the Bitcoin world, is because they're willing to use violence. And that's why people respond to them. That's why people pay attention to them. there. Otherwise, they bring nothing to the table.
Well, you know, what I thought about the event here was so amazing for me. It was everybody talking about the future. We were talking Made Safe, Paige Peterson's here, and we'll be talking to her a little bit later, about this concept of decentralizing the Internet. And it's fascinating. No longer will we be dependent on, you know, the government and large organizations to bring us the Internet, that it'll be decentralized in a way that, you know, is going to bring it to the people and empower us. I think that's fascinating. I was, you know, obviously Bitcoin itself is an equalizing technology. It takes the power of money creation out of the hands of banks and governments and gives it to people. And just the conversations over and over again about how bright the future is and how things are going to be different. Technology is going to change things.
Absolutely. And the point about regulators is really good, and it's something I've been thinking about lately. The less we talk to them, the less they understand it, the better, as far as I'm concerned. Because if you've taken a look at the New York regulations, they're really trying to come down hard on the exchanges, and yep. I don't think a lot of that language is going to change. But it's also very evident from the language that they don't really understand blockchain technology. And the less we work with them and the less we try to explain it to them so that they can understand it, the better.
Sure. Keep them in the dark.
One of the things that the New York licensing does is that, for one, it makes me think of the New York Federal Reserve, which is the main Federal Reserve Bank of all the Federal Reserve Banks in the United States, which control the current money supply. So it doesn't surprise me that the Empire State wants to keep its grip on really the whole world, since the U.S. dollar is the world reserve currency. It doesn't surprise me. But when you think about nations like Canada, Isle of Man, pretty much every European country out there, and they're more lax regulations when it comes to Bitcoin, it really shows how the future of money is outside of the United States. And I'm not reveling in that, and I'm not excited about it. I just understand the reality of people who are in power, that is to say the people that create the United States dollar, and how they have always lost their grip on power when new things come along.
Completely. And I think with New York, you're seeing them crack down so hard on the exchanges, and it's really going to end up hurting New York more so than anything else. And I don't think other states are going to follow suit. Yeah, I think a lot of people are holding their breath right now, waiting to see what New York's going to do. But I don't think you're going to see a whole lot of states jump on board with that, and other countries too. I mean, basically what it's going to come down to is whoever's going to be the most free and accepting of Bitcoin is going to be where the Bitcoin companies are going to go.
Yeah, I think New York is, you know, one of the undisputed capitals of money in the world. And if they don't move with the evolution of money, they're going to cease to be that.
Just like Detroit has ceased to be the auto capital of the world, right?
Sure. They weren't ready to change with the times and create better automobiles. And
New York isn't invincible. It could happen to them.
Happened
absolutely
to London.
Yeah, absolutely.
So great success, I think. I've really enjoyed the conference. Thank you for having Free Talk Live here. We're continuing on here with you know, full 2.5+ more hours of interesting folks to talk to. We, of course, can take your calls toll-free at 855-450-FREE. So next, presuming there's a Coins in the Kingdom next year, and I don't know if that decision has been made yet, but presuming that there is going to be one, what do you see being different in 2015? What do you want to do? I mean, because this is pretty unique, but what can you bring to, you know, is there something that you want to do differently next time?
So one of the main issues, and is kind of always an issue with Bitcoin conferences, is ticket pricing. So we went for a very
$60.
$60 for a whole weekend. Well, so there's the problem of, you know, being able to survive on that sort of, you know, ticket price. And so we wanted to be a sharp contrast to the other conferences, which costs like $400 just for a ticket to get in. We were offering like a full hotel stay and a ticket, you know, and a trip to Disney for that price.
Right.
With this one,
because it's $100 a night at this hotel, which is amazing.
Yeah, when we got a really good deal with the hotel, and by the way, the Wyndham Hotels have been really great to work with. They've been very supportive of us. So as far as differences, though, it is a little bit hard to continue to do things with such a low ticket price, but we want to maintain that if we do it again, because I had several people coming up to me who were saying that was a really determining factor of whether or not I was going to go. And, of course, we were competing with Las Vegas, who had a huge, you know, huge ticket price, and I can't really afford to go to Bitcoin conferences unless I'm invited and some expenses are covered and stuff like that. So we want to make it more accessible to people. We want to keep a low ticket price. We, you know, maybe if we do it next year, we may make it a little bit higher.
When I'm organizing Keenvention in Keene,
right.
And I had to raise the price because the hotel raised the price on me. They're like, oh,
right.
You bought once. We think you're going to buy again. So we're going to raise the price 17%.
Yeah, so there's a lot of hidden fees and stuff with that, too. There might be a slight price increase, but we want to keep a lot of the stuff the same. What I really enjoyed was the kids' activities and stuff. We really wanted to focus on education and outreach and also getting kids involved. So
you succeeded at that.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming on Free Talk Live here tonight, MK. And coinsinthekingdom.com is the website. Come check it out after the fact. There's going to be video. Where's the video going to be posted? Because I know there's a lot of video here. You know?
Well, actually, yeah, there's multiple people taking videos. So we will have that up maybe on the Sean's Outpost website or Bitcoin.bombs.
Cool.
Going to
let us know, and we'll link our listeners over to it. More coming up here on Free Talk Live.
I'm Chuck Woolery.
Yeah. Is that all? All right. Well, thanks so much. I listen like all the time. It's like, cool.
Dream. It's an arthritis pain relief cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn. It isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee, so you can use a whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back. You know, the stuff really works. Get Australian Dream at Walgreens, CVS, or Walmart. You'll be glad you did.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8989.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, October 1st, 2014, gold opened at $1,216.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,261.65, $630.82 for a half ounce, or $315.41 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,261.65, $630.82, and $315.41.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for a free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live from Coins in the Kingdom at the Wyndham Resort, Walt Disney World. We're here. The conference, the official speaking portions are over, but of course, as anyone who's been to a conference with liberty-minded folks, and it seems like everybody here really loves freedom. I've been running. Anybody who's been to a conference like that, you know the party's going until the late night hours tonight, so it's just now getting started. I imagine we'll see people with some drinks very soon. It's going to be fun, so definitely you're not going to want to miss this event if it happens again next year. Go to coinsinthekingdom.com to learn more about it. We're going to continue with interesting folks who are here from said conference, but Mark, I think you need to tell us about how to get some Bitcoin, because Bitcoin's an amazing technology. It's a currency. It's a financial transaction network, and it's decentralized. It is not created by any bank or any government. And there's a lot of reasons to get involved in Bitcoin, but there are a few different ways to get into it, and one of them is to just go out and buy some. How do you do that?
That's probably the easiest way to do it. You go to expresscoin.com. They're the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies, whether you want Bitcoin or Litecoin or Darkcoin or Blackcoin or Dogecoin. They're fast, safe, easy, inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business. You can get your cryptocurrencies with a money order, check, wire transfer, or you can make a deposit at a local credit union that has shared branching. You can start off at expresscoin.com, whether you're in the United States or Canada. You can even do it from your smartphone by downloading the app. It's expresscoin.com. If you just want to try it out, I understand. You're taking a little risk. Well, I've done lots and lots of business with ExpressCoin. Use coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. And get $40 or lower of your favorite cryptocurrency, whatever it might be. Pay no fee at expresscoin.com. That's coupon code FTL, expresscoin.com.
We have with us here in our studio one of the keynote speakers at this year's Coins in the Kingdom, who has been a guest on Free Talk Live previously. Andreas Antonopoulos is with us, one of the hosts of Let's Talk Bitcoin, but also a brand new author of Mastering Bitcoin, a book that has sort of been released. You've actually been writing it in the public view. How does that work, Andreas? And welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thank you so much for having me. Well, the book is released under an open source license, and it was actually published on GitHub, which is a collaborative coding platform that programmers use.
And normally you find programs.
Yeah, fascinating.
Right. So every single chapter was written, every single commit going back to the very first chapter in January of this year. And the entire process can be seen online. I had contributions numbering in the hundreds from across the community. I was following Ward Cunningham's suggestion. Ward Cunningham is the inventor of Wiki.
Just a moment. When you say contributions, you don't mean money. You mean someone adding to your book.
Code. Yeah. They were basically adding, correcting grammar, community edited, adding little segments, correcting mistakes.
Has this been done before? It must have been. Yes? No?
It's been done on a small scale. I think this is probably the biggest scale has been done in this particular genre of book.
That's
and it was just an amazing experience. Ward Cunningham is the guy who invented wikis. And he once said that the best way to get the correct answer from the internet is not to ask a question. It is to post the wrong answer and be smugly corrected. And I use that brilliantly. So I posted things and, you know, I was both smugly corrected and in many cases very graciously corrected by people. And it built a better book.
Fascinating experience and experiment as well. You're writing a book that while you're writing it is available to the public to not only consume, to read that book, but to also edit the book. So, I mean, Wikipedia, of course, comes across the problem of, troublemakers who will come in and, you know, edit an article and put some sort of false information in there. How have you dealt with that? How does the GitHub allow you to, can you review all the changes that have been made? Have you been doing that?
So every change has to be submitted for review, and okay. I couldn't review all of them. I actually had a tremendous assistant from a volunteer, Ming Nguyen, who did a fantastic job helping me manage the community response. But I'll tell you something. People really overestimate the risk of that. The truth is that I don't think I had a single kind of weird or malicious or malintended contribution.
Yeah.
No, they were amazing, amazing, valuable, insightful, correct fixes on things that I had gotten wrong, or down to simple things, typos, commas, grammatical errors, and they fixed them. So by the time it hit the editor, it was already pretty polished.
Well, I mean, I've been watching Bitcoin crash down to 275 today, and I want to know, now that you've written this this opus on Bitcoin, what's it feel like to, that the currency you love so much has died today?
Oh, it's died again?
Again.
Well, I already have a collection of Bitcoin obituaries, and all I have to do is wait a week and have one more of them proven incorrect. I'm really not worried. Listen, I had a party at my house with about 60 people in November of last year, and the party was to celebrate the fact that we hit Bitcoin 250, and Bitcoin worked fine at 100, and it worked fine. We had a party on the way up to 250. Mm-hmm. Now, I know it's not the same feeling on the way down, but Bitcoin continues to work fine. It's a very small liquidity pool. It's subject to a lot of volatility. I've always said, do not treat this as an investment unless you have an appetite for risk, you know what you're doing, and you're doing it as part of a smartly diversified portfolio. If you want to benefit from Bitcoin, learn the skills, learn the technology. So if you were wanting to benefit from the internet in the 90s, the best thing you could do is not buy Google stock, but because you might buy the wrong one, like AltaVista mm-hmm. stock, and then you're in trouble. It's
good
learn HTML. Right? Learn HTML and then you gain from it. And the same thing is true today. You know, if you learned how to build iOS apps 5 years ago, that's a valuable skill. And right now, learning how to build Bitcoin applications is a hugely valuable skill that's going to be worth something for years. Even if Bitcoin isn't around, it would still be worth a lot because cryptocurrencies are going nowhere.
People have celebrated the demise of technologies throughout the ages. I mean, there's always it's always easy to sit there and go, that's never going to work. And sometimes you're right. Sometimes you're wrong.
Well, and for the most part, every single technology that we celebrate today faced a wall of naysayers who said that it was a terrible technology. If you look back, we have this whitewashed version of history. It's like, oh, the automobile, Ford, you know, brought us the Model T and everybody rejoiced, raised them as a hero, and the world was never the same. Actually, what they said was that all of these people dabbling in automobiles were crazy kooks driving around infernal dangerous machines, and that they should have a flagman running ahead of the car to warn pedestrians that one of these dangerous machines was coming. In Britain, they passed a law in 1896 called the Red Flag Act that forced car operators to have a flagman, destroyed the automotive industry, and set it back by two decades.
Because it couldn't go any faster than a guy could run to the flag.
Right, exactly. It's the quintessential example of regulation destroying innovation, all because of fear. And
nothing changes.
But yeah, all these innovations, these great minds, these visionaries were not greeted as geniuses. They were derided and laughed at as dangerous maniacs who were endangering the people around them. Same thing happened with Edison and Tesla. They called them maniacs who were setting up houses to burn down because they're putting electrified wires in the walls.
It does sound bad when you mention it that way. Like
right.
Walls, our walls have like electricity flowing through them and stuff.
And that's what the media focused on. They did back-to-back stories on people getting electrocuted and houses burning down and pedestrians getting mangled by cars. And that's what they did about the internet. They called it the den of thieves and pornographers and terrorists, and that we would all die because of Ponzi schemes.
We're going to come back here in moments. More with Andreas Antonopoulos. He is an author, brand new author. We'll talk about that a little bit further. Amazing book, Mastering Bitcoin. More coming up.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's chief medical officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here. We can take your calls. We cannot take your Skype. So we're on location in real life at the Wyndham Hotel, the Walt Disney World property, for Coins in the Kingdom, a two-day event, today being day number two of two, and it has been fun. There's lots of great people here, some familiar faces, a bunch of new faces, many people from the southeast in Florida, but some people from as far away as Vancouver. So it's a nice little mix of folks here who really love Bitcoin, and many of them, almost everyone I've talked to, really cares about freedom as well, which is a nice combo because those things go together pretty well. We've got Andreas Antonopoulos here with us in our makeshift studio, which is actually pretty nice. I've been enjoying that. And Andreas, I really enjoy having you on the show. You're the author of Mastering Bitcoin, a book that is available. You can read it even though it hasn't officially been published yet. Bitcoinbook.info is the website to which you can go to order said book.
Yes, that's the official publisher's page on O'Reilly Media. You can also find it on various bookstores, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, etc. For pre-order now, publishing November 25th, and it will also be available as an open-source license, which means people can read it for free and share it.
Now, one of the things I love about having you on Free Talk Live is you really know your stuff about Bitcoin, and like you know it technically, like sort of like the back of your hand, or at least the way that's the way you come off. And you're also really good at communicating the ideas of Bitcoin at the same time, because it can be a challenge for, you know, somebody who's like a techno geek to
take the techno geekery and express it in a way that the average person, which is who's listening to Free Talk Live, we're on 100 and something, you know, radio stations, and we got over 160 throughout the week. You know, we got average folks listening, many of whom are tuning in tonight and they're saying, Bitcoin, what?
Yeah.
So, you were great at the last time I asked you when we had you on back, I think it was in Austin, Texas. What's Bitcoin? How would you explain it to somebody who's just now getting in their car, turning the putting the key in the ignition at the airport, and they're, huh? What?
Oh, Bitcoin is internet money. So the same types of geeks and nerds who brought you the internet brought you internet money. And just like email completely changed the way we viewed the post office and Skype changed the way we viewed long-distance AT&T calling, and Bitcoin is going to change the way we look at the dollar and the Federal Reserve and trying to send money abroad and getting charged extra fees and all of those problems we see with banking right now. The idea that governments should have a monopoly over the creation and management of money is a relatively short-lived idea that has existed for about 100 years and will
Good
be
riddance.
Seen as a failed experiment in the history mm-hmm. of humanity. In fact, one of the founding fathers, Ben Franklin, was in the business of printing private money for the states and corporations throughout the United States. That was his business. He printed money.
Wow.
And that was before there was federal money. And listen, the idea of internet money is really simple. Individuals control money. There's no banks involved. There's no governments involved.
You don't have to ask anyone's
you
permission.
You can send money from your own computer to somebody else's computer, just like an email, mm-hmm. anywhere in the world, instantly, securely, and cheaply. For half a penny, you can send any amount from a penny to $1 billion. Anywhere in the world in a matter of seconds.
I don't know. And it seems like it's more like 5 or 6 cents these days than half a penny. It seems like the fee is a
no, actually,
higher.
The fee today is 1/10 of a millibit,
okay.
Which is
you
a thousand.
You use a particular service.
Yeah.
Right.
And that particular service likes to give about a nickel.
Okay. Right.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
It's a great service, but yeah. They have a specific, you know, they've got some specific.
So as of today, price is it's 0.2 cents.
Wow.
So the minimum amazing. Required fee.
So yeah. Is mastering Bitcoin for experts? I mean, a book title like Mastering Bitcoin
yes.
sounds to me like you got to be a techno geek to really appreciate this book.
Well, without a doubt. The target audience is software developers. O'Reilly is okay. a technical publisher that makes a series of books for software developers. Now, however, the first two chapters are written for the technically minded reader who's interested in understanding Bitcoin to a greater level of depth than they've ever understood it before. It's accessible to almost everyone, and it's based around simple stories of people using Bitcoin and how the act of, say, buying a cup of coffee translates into the technology of Bitcoin and what happens behind the scenes when you do that. How you get it, how you use it, how you spend it, and what happens behind the scenes. So everyone can read those two chapters. Beyond that, it gets more and more and more technical. If you're investing in a Bitcoin company, if you're an executive, an investor, if you're interested in technology, you'll gain a lot from the book, but it's really for software developers.
You were going to ask a question, Mark?
Yeah. When I found out about Bitcoin, one of the ways that people explained it to me that was so easy for me to understand, and I wonder if this is sort of generational. I do a lot of internet gaming, and when you play a game, you often get these in-game currencies.
Yeah.
So the idea of moving from just an in-game currency to the in-internet currency was relatively easy for me to understand. I didn't need to understand that the blockchain, because I didn't know that internet currencies up to that point had been counterfeited, I didn't need to know that the blockchain was this revolutionary technology that prevented counterfeiting.
Yeah.
And it's really, really fascinating how efficient it is, because governments around the world have these policing agencies that are very, very costly just to prevent people from counterfeiting their money. With Bitcoin, it's just impossible.
Yes, exactly. Well, here's the thing. You've got to look at it from two perspectives. At a very basic level, Bitcoin is money for the internet, and it's money that you can send over the internet and you can store on a computer and you can use digitally, and that's great. And primarily because you send it directly from one computer to another without any intermediaries. But that's only the beginning of the story. The more important story is that Bitcoin is the internet of money. It's actually a network that enables not just payments and not just currency, but a whole range of financial instruments and capabilities. Now we're seeing people using it to build stocks and bonds and IPOs and peer-to-peer payments.
Somebody got married with Bitcoin today for the very first time ever.
They use the Bitcoin infrastructure as a registrar in order to record their marriage act.
in there in an irrevocable, unforgeable record, like submitting a record to a registry, like at City Hall, to record a marriage license. So that's really using the fact that Bitcoin records everything in an unforgeable record and using it for a different purpose. People have suggested using that to, for example, record bicycle registration so that people can't steal your bicycle. You could use it to do title and deed transfer with land so that you can use escrow. There's all kinds of applications. Because Bitcoin is not money for the internet, it is the internet of money. And when you realize that's what it is, the types of applications we have so far are just like email, but we can do so much more.
Well, email's an old tech, right?
Exactly.
And email's still, it's still with us, it's still ubiquitous, everybody's got it. But it's old.
It was enough to make the internet happen 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And from that initial seed, many other applications were built. We can imagine Facebook back in those days. And so similarly, Bitcoin, the currency, is the tech we need to make this a popular idea, and it gives enormous value to those who use it. But it's only the beginning. There are many other applications that are going to be built on top of this.
Exactly. We were talking with Doug Scribner about this. He was interviewing us, and then we interviewed him last night, and you know, pointing out that Bitcoin's great. It does what it says it's going to do. It's secure, et cetera, et cetera. It's still here, regardless of what the price is. But really, it's, you know, the people who are going to make the killer apps, whatever they are, the people that make Bitcoin accessible to the average person, whoever it is that succeeds at doing that the most effective, in the most effective way, in the most affordable and efficient and fun and easy to use way, those are the people who are going to really bring Bitcoin into the mainstream, and that they will be rewarded heavily for that.
Yeah, I have some news for you, though. Most of those applications are going to be in Mandarin and Hindi, because quite honestly, the real applications of Bitcoin are in bringing the other 6 billion, the people who are economically excluded from the world financial system, people who don't have banking relationships or have very restricted banking relationships. Mm-hmm. Bitcoin can connect the world in a way that has never happened before. And that's really exciting because, you know, there's so many billions of people who don't have what we as Americans have.
Right.
It's pretty powerful banking. So it's difficult to explain why Bitcoin is magical to someone who has credit cards and accounts and access to credit and liquidity in international markets. But you try sending money across borders and see how easy that is and how much of a chunk they take out.
It's not easy to send money from here to New Hampshire. I've sent money with Western Union and MoneyGram before, and not only is it a huge hassle, but it's also very expensive even within the United States. So I can't imagine how much more of a hassle and expensive it might be without. Andreas Antonopoulos, you are an author, and the book is Mastering Bitcoin. Folks who want to learn more about that can visit bitcoinbook.info. They can also hear you on Let's Talk Bitcoin, right?
Yes, correct. I do the host shows every couple of weeks.
Letstalkbitcoin.com?
Exactly.
Awesome. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live tonight. Appreciate you as always. Our toll-free number is 855-453.
If Americans continue their reckless disregard of the U.S. Constitution, our freedoms and way of life may not continue. Original Intent, Spoiler, and Moulin Labbé is a three-movie special that explains what we can do. From the director of Fiat Empire, this trio of movies features Ron Paul, Pat Buchanan, Edwin Vieira, and many others. On sale now at moviepubs.net. This is a mini library you don't want to be without.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Coins in the Kingdom, and it's been a great event. We're doing the final night, two of two, here at coinsinthekingdom.com, and we're just talking about where are these videos going to be. We're asking that earlier of one of the organizers, and she had a few different ideas as to where they might be, but Patrick Melton, our next guest here, knows exactly where they are going to be. You have been apparently involved, Patrick, in some of the recordings of the events here. Are they going to be free? Can anybody go and watch the events from Coins in the Kingdom?
Yeah, every talk from this conference will be available for free, both on our in an audio version on our podcast feed for the Bitcoin podcast that I do, which is called Coinsider This. Mm-hmm. And the videos will be on our YouTube channel, hopefully by the end of the week. Every video from every session in HD. We've got the presenters that had slide presentations. We have the picture in picture of the slides.
Wow. Cool.
And hopefully it'll be good. I spent all day editing day one, so day two is tomorrow.
So your Bitcoin podcast is Coinsider This, coinsiderthis.com. You said there's already some stuff up from yesterday, or it's going up?
Not yet. No, not yet.
So what do you
ours, if you go to coinsiderthis.com, our website was recently, I can't believe that this happened to me, but such an experienced podcaster, web guy, but our host absconded with all of our files, all of our backups. We were paying for backups on a different server with the same host, lesson learned.
Okay.
And they deleted their Facebook page, deleted their Twitter,
and
just vanished. So our website is being reconstructed, as
crazy.
It were. And but yeah, they'll be on our podcast feed, coinsiderthis.com, and The videos will be on our YouTube channel, Coinsider This, if you search on YouTube.
Yeah, Patrick, you mentioned you are an experienced podcaster, and I happen to know that. You and I had some level of interaction a decade ago, it seems like now, almost a decade ago, back when podcasting began, when the idea of a podcast came out. And for our listeners that don't know, you know, we have a radio audience out there, and they may or may not be aware of what a podcast is. A podcast is a way to deliver audio to a subscriber on the Internet. So the classic way, because we've been putting MP3s online since before podcasting. Sure. So the classic way of delivering audio would be you put an MP3 on a server and someone clicks a link on your website to download it. The podcast allows that person to have a subscription, and then your server then just sends them the audio
through the magic
on a
regular, of RSS.
Yeah, on a regular basis, whenever it's published. In our case, it's a daily thing. You were one of the early people in the podcasting game, and you have a comedy podcast as well as this Bitcoin podcast, Nobody Likes Onions.
Yeah, I'm a stand-up comedian by trade, and well, main trade anyway. Aren't we all just multiple trades at this point? But yeah, Nobody Likes Onions is my comedy podcast. We started early 2005.
Yeah.
And if you were in the game back then you kind of knew all the players, at least the major ones, because we all saw each other on Podcast Alley, which was a website back then that kind of did like a top 10 list of podcasts.
We used to pimp out Podcast Alley on the air.
Everybody did. Go vote.
So many of our listeners have probably seen Nobody Likes Onions on that list.
It's still there like some kind of ghost town.
It's insane, isn't it?
Digital tumbleweeds just going through. And people, they're still ranking, and they still don't tell how many votes it is. And I've got to say, you know, like I'm still trying to put aside the animosity. We were big competitors there on Podcast Alley. Nobody's Likes Onions was up in the top, and Free Talk Live, we'd claw for that top position.
We'd get very mad when I visited and we weren't number one. And
yes,
you know, as long as we were number one, we wouldn't really push for votes. But if we went there, and
when did you stop caring about or maybe you still care about them, Podcast Alley?
2000 maybe the end of 2006, 2007.
Right.
But it's amazing that site is still up, like some kind of weird time machine that you go back and look at. And I don't even know who would be on the top 10 these days, but
there's so many podcasts now. And of course, you know, it's great to see that you're still in it, because podcasting for a lot of people it was a hobby, you know, oh, let's try this out, and then a few months later they call it quits. And the people that have continued at it, you told me the other night, you're making a living at this podcasting thing.
Yeah, I've been making a full-time living at the podcast. Well, I do stand-up comedy too. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't, either one I guess I could give up. Yeah, I could make a living on the podcast and have done so, just making a living at comedy and podcasting for a little over 5 years. So
it took you, 4 years to kind of make it into something that...
I probably could have done it sooner. I just didn't have the motivation to. And as a stand-up, I was working in Florida. I'm actually from Florida. Back when you guys were broadcasting in Florida, we were all here. And now I moved to Los Angeles mostly for my stand-up career. And I'm about to move to New York City in about 20 days. So.
Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah.
So how often is Nobody Likes Onions published?
We do 2 to 3 times a week.
Okay.
And then we have additional content, like bonus content that people can pay to access, you know, if they're big fans. But we say now, you know, a lot of most of the behind the scenes bonus content stuff is really just a continuation of the show. You're missing a lot if you don't, you know, join that.
Sure. Now, okay, so comedy is like where podcasting is at, as far as, you know, you got people like Joe Rogan and these big names, Adam Carolla.
Mark Maron,
And I don't know if you want to reveal any business information, but I can tell you, Free Talk Live, I don't consider us to be a big podcast on the scale of things. I mean, we get maybe 2,000 downloads on average, a good show, 3,000, 4,000 if we, you know, get lucky, and, you know, some 1,700. So, like, I feel like that's not a huge, unattainable number for any podcast that really keeps at it and keeps going out there.
Yeah, I think the key is consistency. I mean, that's something that I hammer home to everybody that I talk to about podcasting, but I really think if you do have a voice and if you do have a message, it's so important to be consistent, because especially in this day and age, the minute you stop doing whatever you're doing, people just turn the channel, metaphorically. I mean, there's so much other stuff, and if you're not providing entertainment, they'll go find it somewhere else. So I do think that that's probably the key, is be consistent, crank out content, and
you're putting it out for free, you know, the basic podcast, for free, and so people can taste it, the sort of the freemium model, as we've talked about many times here on Free Talk Live. That's how we do things, and we've got our AMP program where listeners can do $5 a month and support us, and we take that money and we actually reinvest it into the show and use it to get on more radio stations, which, of course, the average podcast can't do that. But you were telling me that your supporters number in the, like, over 800 range, and ours are probably around 500. So you've done very, very well. Congratulations.
We fluctuate, of course, sure, and we're course. Over, yeah, we're definitely over 500 now. But, it just fluctuates with the economy, I think. People lose their job. It's funny. People feel the need to email me and let me know why they're canceling. When they do cancel, it's insane.
Well, when people do that, I appreciate it. In fact, whenever I get somebody canceling the AMP program, I always send out an email to say, hey, did you intend to do this? Because I know a lot of times PayPal, for instance, if your credit card expires with PayPal, they'll just cancel all of your subscriptions. And so somebody may not have even been aware that their subscription canceled. So I usually just send a note just saying, hey, just want to let you know your subscription canceled. I hope everything's okay. And a lot of times somebody will write back like, I just lost my job, or we need to cut back. We're going to move, so we got to cut back. We'll be back, you know. So, and many of them do come back.
I struggle between that or the thank you emails every month when somebody does make a payment, because I'm worried that somehow that thank you email will remind them that they're giving me $10 a month and they don't really care anymore, and then they'll go cancel it because they were reminded to.
So, Patrick, you are still at it, and of course, nobodylikesonions.com is one of your sites, coinsiderthis.com. I didn't know about the Bitcoin podcast until you sat down, so that's exciting. And PMelt.
PMelt or patrickmelton.com both go to the same thing. That's my stand-up site where I'm doing stand-up dates. Got a couple dates here in Florida this coming week, and then I'll be popping around. I do all over the country and Europe. So
that really seems like that business is truly about consistency. Everybody's an overnight success after 10 years being a touring comedian.
Well, it's very weird, you know. These people pop up in the pop culture scene, from Louis C.K. to you know, people like that, and people go, "Wow, Louis C.K. came out of nowhere." Zach Galifianakis came out of nowhere, and they were doing comedy for 20 years, struggling, and people don't realize that it's a art, and it does take time to perfect and find a voice and get your comedy out there and build up a fan base.
You come off as a liberty oriented guy. Is that a fair description?
Yeah, I'm not entrenched in it, but definitely some of the ideals, and every time you do one of those tests online where you like find out what you are, it always comes up libertarian. Yeah. So I would describe myself, and this is a typical thing people say, but yeah, very socially liberal, very fiscally conservative, kind of. I'm all for small government, of course. But, yeah, I would say that's a fair assessment, yeah.
How often does that make it into that attitude? Does that make it into your comedy podcast or your Bitcoin
podcast? The comedy podcast, probably not so much. We just try to have comedians on, everybody from Jim Norton to Bill Burr to just local guys that are friends of mine. And, I would say the comedy podcast, probably not so much.
That's a smart idea, though, bring other comedians on so they'll promote it. And
right, but you just had Andreas on. He's done my Bitcoin podcast. Whenever he's in L.A., he does my Bitcoin podcast. We do a two-hour Q&A session where we take calls and stuff, and it's really great. Hmm. So people like him I love to listen to and get ideas from. And so the Bitcoin podcast probably leans more towards that. But I really try to stay away from the politics of it. I mean, there's people who do that way better than I
do. Oh, I hate politics. I don't want to talk about politicians. But if I get a chance to slam the idea of the state, I certainly will do
that. Sure, of course. But there's people who do that way better than I could do, and who are more plugged into that scene. And I'm plugged into so many scenes, cool, I can't afford another one.
It'll be nice to have you in the Northeast. Maybe we'll get a chance to see you again sometime.
Yeah, absolutely.
Patrick Melton, he's the host of Nobody Likes Onions. You can check him out, pmelt.com. We'll come back with more here from Coins in the Kingdom at the Wyndham Resort in Disney World. 855, 453. It's the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Gabino lives in Paucapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time, get a free pound to try out the subscription, cancel anytime, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.